a massive 3 points for us here today, Warren.
It's a great 3 points for us, you know, said to win any away games. You know, it's fantastic. And we certainly proved that today because, you know, they put you under a hell of a lot of pressure, Ballymena. I thought there was some decisions that I don't want to go into, but I thought the referee got wrong, if I'm honest. That, you know, with a handball, it's a tough one. If he's got a penalty there, he's got to give one to us. I think there was two chances for a handball. One was a definite. And if he wants to give one for the cross, then, you know, the one that we crossed, he handballs the exact same. But at the end of the day, as I said this to the players, you know, and people will probably moan and groan after it, we're Linfield and everyone's against us, and it's a great thing to have in our change room because that's what them boys are starting to buy into. They're starting to realise, you know, who they are and what they play for. And, you know, you look at that second half today, the desire, the hunger, and that's from players who play, players who don't play. And well done, boys, you know, to dig in together and fight for each other, and we certainly proved that.
An excellent first half, three really well-worked goals in that first half, wasn't it?
Yeah, what pleased me is you look at the two centre-forwards goals. The two centre-forwards goals were phenomenal. Getting across the front post, wanting to get hurt. When do you get strikers doing that nowadays? I think, you know, the one Sammy set up, Stephen's desire to get in that box, you know, for the first one, great finish. And listen, we've got quality in our team. But what pleased me about lately, yes, teams put us under pressure, but we've held firm, we've dug in, we've had to change it around. Spruley's been ill. Was diarrhea, sickness all night. Mark Hockey the same, sickness all night, and then that's why he's come off. But we, Glenn Denning comes in, Jamie moves over, and I say it's depth that we need. I thought every single one of them was fantastic. You know what, a bit unfortunate on Thursday night where for some reason the Sharks weren't working at our ground, which was disappointing because, you know, at the end of the day, you've got players going back to their homes maybe an hour and a half away, an hour and 45 minutes away, with cold and wet and not getting showered. And as I say, I was disappointed with that, and obviously approved it today because two players were ill. But, you know, it's the depth and the strength in our squad that we need, and we certainly proved that today.
Keeps up this amazing away run, doesn't it?
You know, people at the start of the season questioned our desire for winners and leaders, but, you know, you tell me a team with a better away form in the league. You know, our defeat was the first game of the season, to Portadown. It's a phenomenal thing to have, to go away from home and pick up results. And we've certainly done that. And I think that's five wins and a draw in the last six games, which, you know what I mean, I just want to keep momentum going. I said the players keep their feet in the ground, keep working hard. And, you know, believe me, we'll be getting fitter and fitter and fitter running in this Christmas period and running in the end of the season.
They made it nervy for us at the end, putting under a lot of pressure, didn't they?
They did, but at the end of the day, that's what I said. It's, you know, decisions make it. It gets their tails up. You know, even when the penalty and Ross saved it, you know, if one of our players turned around and goes, he was a yard behind the guy who hit it. It's, you know, these decisions, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean? They can cost games. And I'm sick of saying it. But at the end of the day, yes, they're going to put us under pressure. We've got to deal with it. We've certainly done that.
The Coleraine result today shows that everybody's capable of beating everybody in this league, doesn't it?
It does, you know. Coleraine played us last week, and it was a massive 3 points for us because they dig in, they fight. You know, they've got a good manager in there, and they've a hunger, desire. There's some good players, and it was a massive, massive 3 points for us. And, you know, it proved it today. It's a great result for Coleraine to keep a clean sheet as well against the strike force they have. But at the end of the day, you know, I just worry about Linfield Football Club and what we have want to do. And I'm absolutely delighted for every single one of that staff and then players in there because I want to keep a close changing room and worry about this club, keep us together. And we're certainly moving in the right direction.
And December's always a vital time. We've now three home games. It's an opportunity now to, you know, to stay right up there at the top, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge game. You know, I think you can see the passion of the fans as well today. They were absolutely fantastic from the final, first whistle to the final. The egg is on, and listen, they could see it, and that's what we need. We want to get back to what we are at Windsor Park. Get the fans, everyone right behind us. This is our ground, and we move on. As I say, three massive home games coming up, but three great games, three enjoyable games to be involved in, and we certainly will.
You yourself back out there playing again, feeling fitter?
I am, yeah. It's been hard not to train a lot, but, you know, my calf tightened up a wee bit at the end. I've got to manage it right, but, you know, as I say, Sammy would put in a great shift. He hasn't trained because of his, and his started cramping up. But, you know, we'll give him a good week's rest now, the same way everyone, get them dusted down, and look forward to the next game next week.
Well done. Thanks for making everyone's weekend today.
Thank you.